Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk a little bit about Fuji Xerox. You see, one thing we all remember from 2020 is how work and life kind of collided and converged in an unprecedented way, even though we're seeing reports this morning in the papers of the multi-ministry task force here in Singapore allowing more people to go back to the office from April the 5th. But, you know, at the same time, because of this flexible environment that we're in, you see the line between work and human experience more blurred than ever before. You move forward to this year, 2021, businesses worldwide continue to face key challenges as they further adapt to pandemic-fueled norms and navigate a post-pandemic world of work. Business and HR leaders, they need to prioritize workforce health and safety, continue to adapt to the changing needs of the employee experience, all with the goal to make work smart and more human. Well, the concept of making work smart is the core of Fuji Xerox's refreshed branding narrative. Fuji Xerox takes an open and flexible attitude to innovation, combining their own original technology with external human resource expertise and technology. HR leads the way here, and the company continues to leverage three intelligences that work in synchronicity: human intelligence, digital intelligence, and machine intelligence. I got to find out more about this. Jesse Voon, who is General Manager, Human Capital and Corporate Social Responsibility at Fuji Xerox Business Innovation, is on the line with me. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi, thank you for having me.
Wow, I'm looking at all these human intelligence, digital intelligence, and machine intelligence. We'll get into these details, all right? But you guys are doing a bit of a rebranding come April 1st. Could you share more with us?
Oh, yes. In fact, a few days down the road, We are going to rebrand to Fuji Hermes Business Innovations. But by the way, you know, on contrary to what I heard yesterday, you folks said over the show, Fujifilm is not an old school company. No, in fact, we are. You know, in fact, according to Habitat, a market research company, we are one of the top 100 global innovators in the world. And we have been winning since 2013 and have been awarded with 9 accolades along with other like companies like Google, Cisco, HP, or even Facebook and Apple. And in fact, you might be interested to know that Fujifilm is actually responsible for the rapid antigen test in detecting COVID. And we use our technologies in photo developing to create these kits. That's why we are innovative companies.
Jesse, I do beg your pardon. What I meant when I said Fujifilm was an old school company was that it's an old company, but it's still in the game in that sense, for a lack of better choice of words. What would you attribute this ability for Fujifilm to constantly evolve and win all these accolades? What's in the core of the culture of this company that makes this possible?
You know what? We have a motto that is never stop. And therefore, never stop challenging status quo, which is our innovation's motto. And never stop learning, which is a growth mindset. Never stop creating values for our customer, which is value creation.
Okay. Fuji also develops things like elevators and lifts. And I tend to say never stop as well when I'm in there. But that's just a joke. Okay, so let's talk about some of the technological advancements that Fuji Xerox has taken up in the past year or so. I mean, you mentioned one of it being responsible for these tests for COVID-19, but it's a heck of a lot more than that. Do share it with us.
Tests beyond just the COVID, because we have development labs that do a research on the vaccine. And beyond that, actually, we have a lot of subsidiaries that's doing healthcare, like even like fighting lung cancer imaging analysis technologies that enables the doctor to accurately diagnose an early cancerous lesions. And also, we also create some hospital network that build healthcare infrastructures. Also do some medical care services that improve both the quality and efficiencies that the medical world is having. And beyond that, you know, we even have like going to the moon, which is our lens, you know, for different optical technologies that has been used in the satellite that's able to take the surface of the moon with unprecedented high resolution image. So that's why we have quite a number of innovations.
Yeah.
So beyond just the photocopiers that you have seen in the lens of Fuji Xerox.
Well, I've seen those photos. It was very nice. But yeah, you can't help but think of, like, when you talk about Fuji Xerox or Fuji Film, it's photocopier or film for cameras. But you've described so much more to the business. One thing I noticed, Jesley, you keep using the word efficiently. It gives me the impression that this is very important to the company. How has technology supported your local operations here in Singapore then?
Okay, so let me link it back to HR. You know, in today's world, HR technology is no longer just a way to support HR administrations, like control internal process or procedure, but towards more experiential-based platform that also aims at improving employee satisfaction. So in our brand strategies that enable humans intelligence, we leverage on technology in three key areas. Number one, which is solutions that enhance employee empowerment. Number two, which is having right data and analytics to create value to support business. And of course, the last one, which is the strong integration platforms and developments that enable cross-border information exchange for quick decision-making, supporting the downstream business processes. Let me explain how our HR technologies enable and enhance the employee or candidate experience.
Okay.
In supporting our local business. Like the great employee experience, you know, it's about touching every point of employee life cycle journey within the organization. And it is also about seamless and accessible support as and when they need it. So at Fuji Xerox, we advocate our employees to step in and step up to their own career goals. And that's where the L&D e-platforms allow them to empower themselves with the necessary skills and knowledge to grow. And secondly, which is about the vast data and information that we store in our HR database. And there's also a lot of real-time information with various HR dashboards, such as workforce, demography, diversity information, hiring status, time to fill, or even level cost per full-time FTE. So all these informations or matrices help us to check the pulse of the organization's health as a whole. And finally, which is the integrated platforms, right, that supports the entire employee lifecycle. So that's bring the whole lifecycle from hiring to onboarding to offboarding that helps to unify and enhance the user experience with a single source of truth that makes downstream process to other departments much more seamless.
This is part of the human intelligence, digital intelligence and machine intelligence brand objective, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, I've got a HR question for you because you caught my attention when you talked about supporting employees' work cycle or a life stage in that sense. But everyone is different. Like, for example, someone in my age group would be a father of two or three, but I'm not. We don't have kids. Is there flexibility in that sense? Because the priority of someone like me versus the priority of, say, my colleague Ryan, who's a father, would be slightly different. Does HR and does the data help the human capital be managed in a bit more flexible way in that sense?
Yeah, of course, because we look at demographic, right? That's not what I mentioned. So with the demographic information, as an HR, we design even learning or even rewards in a different arenas. Like what you say, new generation, you know, when I was, I think, a few months ago, my intern helped us to come up with a dashboard to say which are the new generations or the generation X, Y, and Z, which are the rewards, expectations that they expect a company to have. So, and a lot of things was talking about employee experience. So the experience is about rewards. You know, probably the different generation will think that awards is cash. No, a younger generation is looking for experience where they want to be rewarded that they can stay in a hotel. They'll be rewarded to be given a ticket to Universal Studios. You know, that's why with all the data itself, it helped us to identify how many employees in the different generation groups that we need to target a personalized rewards program or even personalized learning. Because in the new generation, the learning are very different. Probably like what you say, the old school or olden generation, their preferred method is classroom training. So the new generations in our technology itself, we offer on-demand learning and we offer mobility learning where they can learn on the go. So that captures a different audience or employees groups that they learn differently. So that's how we use data to understand our demographic. and interest.
It's so far from in the past where A equals to B. It's a simple equation. You do this, I reward you with this, and you know what the reward is. Now it's like taking a more, really approaching the sensory approach to feeling rewarded. So, you know, you get what you want in that sense. I understand that you guys are leveraging Oracle's human capital management cloud across 9 Asia-Pacific markets. I mean, how does Oracle support Fuji Xerox in this triple intelligence approach?
Okay, for Oracle, yes, we are using Oracle HCMs.
Okay.
And to enable the human intelligence, well, we as a HR, we also need to ensure that our people are equipped with the capability to support the true intelligence of digital transformations, right? And therefore, Oracle HCMs helps us in driving our business priority by enabling our people in various ways, such as by personalized learning, increase their competencies, also the skills and knowledge, also provide a platform that empower a business leader to track and assess employee performance. Beyond that, the Oracle consulting firms also help to provide ongoing support and partnering with HR to create and enhance employee lifecycle by building dashboards and also creating workflow to serve the business needs for on-demand information, such as like skill inventory or project team information, employee availabilities, and companies' productivity barometers. So that makes us the trusted business strategic partners that create value to our business and customers.
It's great for the company itself. It's great for the work experience there. How far do these methods go in terms of retaining your employees?
Ah, okay. You know what? Nowadays, the world becomes increasingly datafied. And HR has a lot more opportunity than ever before to capture and analyze data, right?
Yeah.
Which has given the rise with the term of data-driven HR and intelligent HR. That measures like HR metrics and delivery. However, the competitions of the agency use of data is not about increasing understanding of workforce intelligence, but it is about making right business decisions and making business better. So to take for instance, like the data-driven recruitment,
mm-hmm.
we measure and evaluate recruitment results and the effectiveness of recruitment process change. And the critical question is like, where do we spend most of our time and efforts and how can we streamline or improve candidate experience? So the data analysis can help us identify areas for improvements and ways to optimize processes. For example, like which job board or media that we should post our jobs to effectively source and attract the right candidates. Even like performance analysis, you know, we look at self-assessment versus manager evaluations to identify gaps of performance expectations. You know, with this data, we could effectively bridge the gaps of performance expectations and alignment where employee and manager have clear line of sight of each of their KPI. You know, sometimes one might think that, oh, I have exceeded the expectations, but manager might think otherwise. Because the data, actually we could identify the performance and expectations gap, but enables us to plan ahead. To look at, oh, there's a huge gap between the understanding, therefore we come up with development programs for our people, and that itself will also accelerate the learning and individual growth. So in terms of the turnover, for example, you know, sometimes in HR, we always look at turnover, but turnover is not necessarily better, huh? Because some people who are not fit with the company, they leave. That is a good turnover. But when the key talent leaves, then it will become a big problem.
Yeah.
So with Cloud HCM, we measure regrettable loss.
Loss, okay.
Yes. So like, you don't want to be regret, right? So you have to be ahead of the game. So we use a talent assessment tool to identify the risk and loss of the high performance. So with this data insight, and we also use some external input that help us to deduce what's the cause of the turnover. It could be like lack of career opportunity and why do our high potential employees look out. So with this, and then we'll come up with talent development plan to create awareness in, and then also invest in our talents to develop and grow them in a progression. So all these are just some of the examples and how we use HR-driven data to help us to be ahead of the business and also connect to our business to make sure that we align to the business outcome to make a better decision about the workforce.
I have one last curious question,
Jasley,
and it's about regrettable loss, regrettable manpower loss. Does anyone pay the price for that? You know, is there an incentive to ensure that managers don't have too much regrettable manpower loss on their record? Accountability, what?
Yes, yes, actually, you're right. In fact, we always say that HR, all the managers are HR.
Mm.
All the leaders are HR. HR is not just the HR department itself. And all you all advocate that every single manager is an HR itself. You are responsible for your people. And we HR itself in the department is only enable you to equip you with the necessary information, tools, and capabilities to help you better manage your people. So we give a lot of empowerment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So in other words, it's a subtle way of saying, yeah, la, there is some accountability. I appreciate your time this morning. I've been speaking with Jess Lee Voon, who is the General Manager, Human Capital and Corporate Social Responsibility for Fujifilm Business Innovation. Thank you again for your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me. I hope my sharing will benefit the audience and also be future ready, because, you know, in the future, it's about partner with machines and be digitally intelligent.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.